And on today's Windy City Critcast, Deb Pierce with me again. I'm a little more awake, and we're talking about bisexuals. That's right. Sin, our friend and listener, has us talking about bisexuality, which also makes me talk a little bit about vegetarianism. Is that a word? Vegetarianism? Pescatarianism? I don't know. Somewhere in there, though, I find a Big Mac. You'll hear the story. And also exes. Do we talk to them? Do we not? Who knows? And as I head Deb down a sexual lane, she cries out for Steven Rader. That's bizarre. And we have some movies and more. Bisexuality is starting to brew on the GLBT Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Deb Pierce.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming.
American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Yet my own, but as soon as I had grown, well, I jumped on the train, became a woman, Christine, yeah, yeah, and it's hard to keep clean when you're just chugging along, chugging along, chugging along, but you know I keep it fresh, baby, but my jeans are dirty, yeah, my jeans are dirty.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 239. I'm Amy Matheny.
I just gave myself my own trumpet. And I'm Deb Pierce.
I'll finish it out for you.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, Deb. How's your week going?
Oh, my God. It's hump day, and I'm so excited. I'm taking off for Provincetown in a couple of days.
That's so awesome.
I know. It's going to be a hella drive there and an even more hella drive back. Because, you know, road trips, they're always, it doesn't matter if it's 5, 6, 7 hours on the way there because you've got that thing at the end.
Yeah.
But on the way back, talk about anticlimactic. Ooh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm very excited we're going to Provincetown. We're hoping the weather holds out. And we've got a whole week there of me not, I don't think I'm going to speak. I mean, I really feel like I'm just going to read and mime. I'm not going to speak.
And whale watch. I think
and
the lesbians all whale watch in P-Town.
I love the whale watching. I have so many pictures and video from last year. We may do that. I think we're going to do some more adventurous stuff with the dunes this time.
The dudes or the dunes?
Exactly. Well,
yeah.
Swingtown. No, dunes. The sand.
Oh.
Well, if asked twice, we'll do just about anything.
Well, you. Oh, I'll ask you twice. So just breathe in some ocean air for me.
Okay.
And
how are things going for you? The last time we spoke, you were four people rolled into one time frame. And,
yes, and I was 4 minutes awake. I'm at least a good, like, hour awake this time. My voice is a little higher, right?
Yeah, it has come up a little bit, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I'm okay. We're getting ready to head into tech week and starting to do this puppy for people. So that's when it gets fun and goes to a whole new level.
That's right. The People's Temple opening September 8th. Very exciting.
Look at you selling me. Hey, can I backtrack and tell you
yes.
A funny thing that just came into my cog of a memory?
Yeah.
Because I unlike you, I don't have a really sharp memory. I really don't. My 99 and 9 month old grandmother has a better memory than me, which is sad. I remember driving to P-Town and
yes.
I You talk about the drive back. I can't remember if it was the drive to or the drive back, but you know, it's kind of a slow one lane type of driving out to the point. Out to the Cape, for sure it is.
Yeah, you get behind one slow person.
And but we were laughing, having a good time. Had a convertible. I remember that. And
That's hot.
It was
fun. Whose convertible was it? Hers?
Oh, we rented one.
Oh, we, hot.
I had just finished doing summer stock in Pennsylvania. My first girlfriend picked me, came up to Pennsylvania. We rented a car, and I left summer stock and went to P-Town. So, but anyhow, I was a vegetarian at the time. I was vegetarian through most of college, and I know that you're one of our Tyrians.
I am. I'm a pescatarian. I eat fish.
And I don't know if I ate fish, but can I tell you that that trip began the end of or of my vegetarianness?
Why?
I don't know, but somehow driving out to P-Town, I had to have a Big Mac. I went from having nothing.
That's your first thing that you go to? Good choice.
I had a Big Mac, and then when I got back to Memphis.
I like the way you're saying that. Big Mac?
And then when I got back to Memphis, I had some Kentucky Fried Chicken. How awful is that?
Oh,
but
wow.
So
it was probably, you know, 1993, Amy, that probably still was chicken. So that was okay. That's good. They don't
taste
just call
like
it KFC.
Chicken.
Wow. So a little bit in P-Town, a little when you get home. I like it.
Is that weird that I remember that? I remember eating tons of fantastic Portuguese seafood and food. So I obviously was a pescatarian, too. I wouldn't have known to call it that.
Yeah, I don't think it had a name then. And I'm just switching over now because Leanne, my partner, is now, because people will say, are you a vegetarian? I'll say yes, because I didn't have the vocabulary up until a couple of months ago to call myself a pescatarian. She thinks I'm being fraudulent about, you're not a vegetarian, you're a pescatarian. Fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing.
The demise of the Big Mac drug. That's what it was.
I like it. I used to love myself a good quarter pounder with cheese, and my favorite part, oh my God, I could be sick thinking about it. My favorite part was the grease that stayed in the paper. Oh God, that's terrible. Do they still come in paper or they come in boxes now?
They come
maybe?
In boxes. It's not, that's just sweat. That's just your bun steaming.
No, I'm talking the grease that drips off the hamburger into the paper.
Oh God, then they just don't make them right in Toronto.
I think it's the same everywhere.
It's not. They make yours extra greasy in Toronto.
Thanks.
Ours just steamy in the bun, and I like steamed buns.
Yeah, I like a good steamed bun. Are we still talking about hamburgers?
No.
Oh, bathhouses?
No.
Hot beach bunnies with thongs on?
We're just talking about our steamed buns. I don't know.
I like it.
It's
I like
good.
A good steamed bun.
A good steamed bun. That's my food tip. Whenever you're going to make some kind of sandwich, even if you're making a fish or a chicken,
you're
putting it between a bun, you need to wrap it in wax paper.
Okay.
I got that from my most recent ex. You need to get something from each relationship. And usually I like to take at least one food thing.
I like CDs and DVDs, but go on.
Oh, really?
No, I'm
you're
just
one
kidding.
Of those
I'm projecting
exes,
the
right?
fact that I actually, yeah. I,
you're like,
I,
this one's mine. I'm sure this one's mine.
That's my Melissa.
Drop it
those
in your
box. Those
are
mine to go, girls.
Ooh, that's not pretty.
No.
I'm sorry for any of you listening who's going through that. It's really not pretty to divide
it
the home. Nope.
I'll tell you, when I dated people for short periods of time, and I'm not talking a 24-hour period, although I have had shorter relationships, I think that the women I was dating would plant things. Like, here, why don't you borrow this Michelle Shock CD? I'll just get it later. It's okay. And then it was like I know we've broken up, but can I come over this afternoon for my CD?
Oh, so they'd have an excuse?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they weren't over you, huh? You're a heartbreaker, huh?
Well, no. Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask them.
No, I wouldn't. Do you still talk to them?
When I see them socially, sure.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, briefly. I'm not an asshole.
I didn't speak to most of my exes. They won't speak to me, so does that make me an asshole or them an asshole?
We'll have to get them on the phone.
Oh, please don't.
No,
seriously,
because
you have good relationships. See, that's so lesbo. All lesbians have good relationships with their exes.
Well, I'll tell you.
Except me.
I don't even talk to my girlfriend about this, but there's an ex that because now he was she when we were dating, but now he will not return my emails or Facebook messages. I left it. I called him a few months ago. We spoke on the phone for the first time in months, and he said, I'm so sorry. My time is really, I'm really bad at this. He moved from North Carolina to San Francisco, and he didn't have any time, but he promised that he would, correspond with me on Facebook. He misses me, all that stuff. We dated for 3.5 years.
No, wait, you keep saying he. Is this a trans he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just clarifying that you didn't go straight on us for a minute. You're just playing gay on the queer cast.
Yeah, no. We met in Toronto when she was visiting for New Year's for the millennium. And then and then we started dating, and she lived in North Carolina. And since we broke up, she has transitioned into a male name.
Wouldn't it be funny if that was, like, really not your picture on all websites and and you really, I don't know, had, like, poofy bangs and long hot roller hair.
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
That's right. Amen. And you wore, like, hot pink dresses and heels.
Oh, God.
And you were like, I'm not really. You're just a great actress.
Could you imagine if that's what I really look like?
It's like Hillary Swank.
Oh, good Lord, help us all. What were we saying? Oh, right. So, X's. I'm all broken up about the fact that he won't. I call him he because respectfully, you know, I haven't seen him as he, but that's what he goes by. That's fine. His name starts with the same letter. It's kind of a similar name. But will just not get in touch with me. And that's the one person. I don't think about anyone
else. Well,
maybe
he's left his life. Like, maybe he doesn't want to be identified. I mean, transitioning, maybe that has been, maybe it has nothing to do with you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, I'm learning, actually, in my therapy and group sessions with my friends, that things aren't always about me. It's a harsh reality, but it's true. It's true. It is true. And that's going to be my cross to bear. And my lesson to learn in this is that I can't be friends with everyone.
No.
And I really want to be friends with everyone.
Just be friends with me.
Okay.
Phew. Even if I change my name, you will still be my friend.
I was going to say, you're going to transition on me, aren't you?
I don't know.
Okay.
Speaking of trans, we're having a trans person on America's Next Top Model this year.
I saw
that. Isn't
that
awesome?
ISIS. I think that that's amazing.
Her
I
name
wish
is
that we had
Almighty ISIS. Did you have that in Toronto?
Almighty ISIS. 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 Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic. How's it taken so long to have a fantastic trans woman on America's Next Top Model? Well, we finally just had a plus size girl, so that's awesome.
I think it's interesting that the plus size paved the way for the tranny.
Yeah.
Who is actually a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Looks very young, so I say girl.
Yeah.
But I wonder how she'll do.
Out of no disrespect.
Yeah, no, I wonder how the girls are going to, because sometimes they get some model searches in small town USA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to make fun of your country here, but I did have to do
hometown.
My attempt at an accent there.
Since I'm from small places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder how they'll, yeah. That's right. So I wonder how they'll react to her, though. I mean, the amount of questions off camera, I'm sure, will be edited on camera. Because there's going to be some pretty ignorant questions going out there. As a lot of trans people, until it becomes more of a mainstream vocabulary, there's going to be a lot. I used to answer questions about drag kinging 20 years ago. I don't have to say what a drag king is anymore. But people are still just getting familiar with trans. Can you imagine? She's going to have to, you know, I wonder how she'll handle it.
It's the time of the trans, though, let me tell
it's
you.
It's the time. Of the tranny. I have nothing else besides that. Do you want to finish that?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get anything to rhyme. What rhymes with tranny?
Panty. And on that note, we're going to tell you what's going on in the theater scene. And also, Richard Knight Jr. has taken us to the movies, to Hamlet 2, Rock Me Sexy Jesus.
Jersey Boys, Chicago's smash hit, has put a whole new block of tickets on sale now and into the new year. So book your seats today, either for yourself or as a great holiday gift, because there's no better way to say 'tis the season than with the seasons.
Oh, what a night.
Jersey Boys, now on sale through January 11th. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird. For the week of August 25th, 2008, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Don't miss the world premiere of Love in the Middle Ages at the Village Players in Oak Park, a new musical comedy about baby boomers jumping back into the dating scene. Fun for couples or a big group, playing through September 21st. For tickets to Love in the Middle Ages, call 866-764-1010 or visit village-players.org for more.
An evening of classic Lily Tomlin, one night only, Saturday, November 1st at 8 p.m. at the Rosemont Theater. Get your tickets now. Visit Ticketmaster.com. Use the special code WCT to receive $10 off per ticket for any ticket level. Discount offer good now through August 31st only. This is Lily's only Chicagoland appearance. Don't miss it. For more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hello again, this is Sanjay calling. I am calling to say I enjoy listening to Amy and Stephen when you are eating the ice cream. The Cold Stone, do you know, I went there and they could not make my flavor, which I asked for. I would like to have curry and green pepper in Cold Stone, and I told them this and they laugh. They say, oh no, we do not have those. So I could not get it there, so I did not go there anymore, you know. But I also want to say I'm single. I'm looking for a boyfriend. He should be a nice guy. You know, I went to the Halstead market day, and I did not see very many men my type, you know, Indian or people of ethnic origin. Everybody seemed to be the same, you know, and this is not me. My mother said, when they make me, they break the mold. So, you know, I'm looking, and someday he will come along, I know it. Anyway, I just called to say hello, and love your show. I look forward to listening to you again. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
I'm Richard Knight Jr. with another Night at the Movies Minute. Steve Coogan, the British comedian recently seen in Tropic Thunder, stars as Dana Marsh, a not-so-lovable loser in Hamlet 2, a black comedy strongly reminiscent of Waiting for Guffman and Drop Dead Gorgeous. Dana is a failed actor with a large ego who has ended up teaching drama at a high school in Tucson. Even there, he's only got two disciples, Epiphany, played by Phoebe Stroll, a racist airhead, and Rand, Skylar Astin, a closeted gay drama king, queen, who has a crush on him. Everyone else in his class, which is filled with Mexican-Americans, hates him and openly reviles him. Saddled with a bitchy wife, played by Catherine Keener, who is as cynical and nasty as she was in Being John Malkovich, and the loss of his funding, David determines to put on one last show that will put him on the map. He hits on the idea of staging a sequel to Hamlet, and though his students don't know Shakespeare from Shakey's Pizza, they spark to the idea of staging the hideous play, which is riddled with pop culture references and special effects, which are way over the top. Getting wind of this, the administration tries to shut the play down, but the demented show goes on, which we see in bits and pieces in a montage as a gay chorus sings Elton John's Someone Save My Life Tonight. The over-the-top show, obviously designed to shock, even includes a musical number, Rock Me Sexy Jesus, with Coogan dressed as Christ in jeans shaking his booty. Coogan relishes his unlovable character and the chance to redeem him at a later part of the movie, and he gets good comedic support from the young actress playing the students, Catherine Keener, Elizabeth Shue playing herself, and Amy Poehler as a tough-as-nails ACLU lawyer. Hamlet 2 is silly, inconsequential, a lots of fun, with enough laughs to make a trip worthwhile to the Megaplex. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your tongue-twisty, sort of tied-up Night at the Movies Minute.
Deb, we are back.
I'm here.
I have to tell you that a very new friend and dear friend of yours and friend of mine, her
Love
name
her.
Is Sin.
Love her.
We'd like to spell it with an S, but we'll spell
it
with a C.
She's sinful.
That she has a new segment for the Windy City Queercast.
What is she doing for it?
Well, her new segment is just about putting the B in the GLBT for us here on WCQ as we continue our alphabet. And yeah, Sin has got a new segment that is going to be called By the Way.
Love it.
And she's going to be coming to us weekly, talking to us from a bisexual perspective. And I just before we launch this segment, do you ever think you were bisexual for a moment?
Never.
Never. So you were
experimental
just...
because of the human form and wanting to see how things actually work without pressing play and throwing a VHS or DVD in. Understanding, like, sort of males anatomically, that curiosity, but I don't think it was exactly a turn on. It was more of a just me wanting to know.
Now, I probably have asked you this, but I've wiped it out of my mind. You've had sex with a man, right?
No.
No.
I'm a gold star lesbian.
You are a gold star, gold star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so I haven't.
Have you ever
dated?
I no shoulds here. No okay. Shoulds here. We have no shoulds here.
I've dated men. What is. Tons of men.
You've dated tons of men.
Yeah, tons of blue bald men. Yep.
Blue bald men.
Yeah.
Is that what they said to you when you went and helped them get off?
Oh, boy.
Just see, I mentioned that to Stephen Rader, and he was like, what? What are you talking about? And
I heard that. I just want you to tell. I heard you talk about that.
I want to know how many lesbians or straight women who listen to this did not hear sometime in junior high school, or college the phrase blue balls. You all had to have, unless you were not sexually active.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure I constantly left them in a state of, but what was interesting was that I wouldn't do anything to them. I'd let them kiss me, and they could sometimes, if I really trusted them, they could maybe kind of, you know, whatever.
Wait, no.
A little bit.
What? They did what? Second base?
So,
are we talking about second base, over bra, under bra?
Yeah, okay, so we'll talk about... Oh, my God, why am I being... My head is in my hand. Amy, what are we doing? Okay,
I'm taking you down roads that normally I take Stephen Rader down.
Okay, Stephen, where are you? Help me. he's not here, is he?
No.
Nobody can help me, but Jesus!
No.
Yeah, I would let them touch my boobs and kiss me, which was so not as nice as it is to kiss women, in my experience.
Yeah, but I didn't know when I was kissing guys that it was going to be better to kiss a girl. But you had known.
I just knew it was better just to breathe on my own, really, what was happening there. There was a lot of mouth coverage, like full, like facial mouth coverage stuff. And the breath of a teenage boy. Oh, God. Anyway, I wonder why I'm gay.
Yours were all the straight guys then. See, I was kissing on gay boys, and they were coiffed and smooth and tasted good.
Oh, lucky
good
you. We didn't have
them
those.
For hours.
Mm-mm, we didn't have those. I didn't have those in my life. Because I wasn't identifying as, I wasn't gravitating towards anything gay in my teens, in high school, nothing really.
So no guys went below the waist.
Maybe some below the waist, over high waisted, Visa fancy ass Santana jeans.
Ooh.
Yeah. Those were three of my hottest labels, I have to say. and high waisted. Ooh. And they were so dark in the 80s that if you wore them to a dance and took them home, you took them off, your legs were still blue.
Yeah.
Because the ink would come off on them.
Yeah. Can I tell you, my friend growing up, when we were very young, they rushed her home one day because they thought that she was losing oxygen because her skin, she was turning blue. And it was her jeans. Is that hilarious?
I can
and
see how that would happen.
It was my mom's best friend, and she was from Huntsville, Alabama, and her daughter's name was Martha. And she's like, oh, Lord, Martha, Martha, what's going on? People from Huntsville sound like Forrest Gump. So it's kind of like
story.
That. It's kind of slow but stressed, you know?
Oh, hilarious.
Very
oh,
funny.
God bless it. I'll tell you, my best friend Whitney, and you heard it here, this is the prediction. This is her fashion prediction. Acid wash.
It's coming
back.
Oh, I cannot go down the acid wash lane.
I'm just saying. You would wear them? Would you wear them?
No.
No, me neither. Okay, we say that now. We might have to end up eating our words just for fashion over function.
So you were never bisexual. Never bisexual, full on gay, doing it with the guy, fooling around with the guys. Now,
yeah, because I had to, right? I mean, I was on student council. I was captain of the tennis team. Like, I did that thing. I played my role of, you know, Cindy Weaver was making out with her boyfriend, and I was like, okay, Don Crow, you can kiss me.
Yeah. Don Crow.
It's okay to mention names. Terry Poole. I did it. Terry Poole, too.
Terry Poole. Okay, yeah. So have you ever dated bisexuals?
I guess. To be honest, what's interesting is that I still call them straight. I still say I dated straight girls because they all they were with boys before and they were with boys after,
yeah.
And they were with me for an intermittent period of time. So I still think of them as being straight.
Yeah.
But I guess it would be up to them whether they wanted to put a label on themselves.
Yeah.
But in our community, I mean, we've been out long enough. I've been out for 20 years now. I'll tell you, there's been an evolution of a respect level for bisexuals, and it really burns my buns to hear people say, just make a decision, or you just want the best of both worlds. They just don't legitimize the idea that people can actually genuinely be bisexual, and I do believe that inherently people are more bisexual than one or the other.
Yeah. Because Steven always says he's a Kinsey 7.
Right, I heard that.
Now, are you a Kinsey 6?
I must be.
Yeah.
I must be. I mean, there's one thing to label it, and then there's one thing with all those studies to go over it. I mean, I'm not adverse at all to finding men extremely attractive, but to turn it around to be attracted to the way I have a reaction to women, it's like not even in the same room. It's apples and oranges for me.
But then you've been with a lot of trans men.
I know, because I love to role play.
Oh, well, there you go. And that's what that seems like for you, like a big role play?
Yeah, I guess that's my attempt at the boy with an I.
Gotcha. Boy with an I.
Yeah.
It's so interesting because you say that you feel like it's gotten better, the attacks against bisexuals. And I think Sin's going to talk a lot about that. But, man, if you could have your cake and eat it, too, if you could have the variety be the spice of life, I think it's just that some people fear that. Because I, too, don't think everybody's a Kinsey 6 or a Kinsey 1.
Right.
And most of us fall in those middle numbers, you know, the 2, 3, and the 4.
Yeah.
And the 5, I guess.
Yeah, I agree completely. And you know what? That's an interesting expression, have your cake and eat it, too. I would say have your cake and eat your pie, too.
There you go.
There it is. You tell her I
said that. I like
cake
and pie. And then what the hell's a cookie? Because I really love cookies.
Oh, you're on fire today. It pays to wake up a little later, Amy Matheny. You are on fire.
It's good. Normally we record in the afternoon. I like afternoons. I'm at my prime in every way, shape, and form in the afternoon.
Okay. All right. We'll keep that in mind the next recording.
Next month we'll record in the afternoon. It's always better for me.
Well, I can't wait to hear that segment. And she's going to... Oh, wow. I think that's a great idea for the Windy City Queercast.
Because I think so. We've got the trans represented. We've got the gay represented. We got the lesbian represented.
Yep.
We just need the B.
Yeah, we need the B, and boy,
we need the bisexual.
She's a good B.
She's a good B.
I met her, of course, with you for Gay Idol, and then after Gay Idol was done and your pink sequins were done, you guys showed me a great time.
We did.
We went to the closet.
We did.
Yeah, where I did things to a tequila glass.
You did.
For her.
Yes, you did.
And she didn't say stop, so
no.
I kept on going.
No.
I still can't really feel my tongue. It's kind of numb. But that was a good time. She is a fun gal. We've kept in touch, too.
Yeah.
So, we absolutely have on Facebook. She's my Facebook friend.
She's not on Facebook, are you?
I
don't even know what you're talking about.
You resist it.
I resist it.
Resistance is futile.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Kelly told me she had a Facebook page. I was kvetching about somebody having a fight on Facebook or something, and I was like, what in the world? We're not even able to have real fights today or real conversations. We're having them on a computer screen. And she goes, well, and I said, and so-and-so just found out that so-and-so did something on their Facebook page, And I said, I don't even have a Facebook page. You don't have a Facebook page. We don't need Facebook pages. And she went, I have a Facebook page. And I was like, oh, I did.
I found out my partner was cheating on me through LiveJournal.
Not your current partner.
No. This was okay. Cool. My official partner before, Leanne.
Oh.
Yep. We just right out there because I didn't have the vocabulary. I didn't know what the hell LiveJournal was. And I was like you. I was like, I'd rather meet you for coffee than have a simulated coffee picture sent to me. Thanks.
Yeah. See, this is why you've slept with a lot of straight / don't call themselves, maybe perhaps they are bisexual women. As have I. Because we are accessible.
Oh, right.
We're friendly. We're smiley. We're lesbian.
Yes, we are. We're engaging. We're not intimidating, and we'll be fairly gentle.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I think Facebook, you don't have time for Facebook, Amy.
No.
You don't. It can become very, you know, but I'll tell you, I used to play Scrabulous, but now I play a different game with my sister. So there's a little sidebar for instant messaging, and that's like, she's long distance for me. So it's actually,
we're
communicating more this way, and she's got a master's in English literature, so she always kicks my ass. But I try to play with her, and we connect every day. It's a nice thing.
Hey, I think technology is fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I just think that if we stop connecting on a different level, and yet we know what everybody did all day long. Like, I'm heading to go to my dentist appointment, you know?
Did you read my Facebook? Mine says I'm heading to Ottawa. You're making fun of me now.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying, well, I am a little bit.
Yeah, you are, and that's okay. I can take it. I'm writing something on my Facebook about you right now, and you'll never know.
Please do. Kelly will know, though. My girlfriend, who has a Facebook page, will know.
Do you know what
it's
called?
You should become friends with Kelly's Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a really private profile because people want to look at my stuff. And there's people that I know that I'm like, sure, you can look at my pictures from Girls Gone Wild Weekend, Viva La Volva. And then there's, hey, stranger, really would rather you not see me in board shorts and a tank top. You don't need to see that.
Yeah,
they don't need to see that.
We need to see that. You need to see that. Yeah.
You can see that.
I don't know. You know, I said on the last show you could become my spiritual guru. Maybe you will impart to me the ways of Facebook. I don't know. I've had so many people. But the funny thing is that this is what happens. I get an email and it says, so-and-so, who is a person I usually like, wants you to be their friend. And this is my response. Oh, fuck you. And I throw it in the trash. I'm like, I am your friend. What the hell is this?
It's a reaffirming.
You know what? If you don't know I'm your friend, there's bigger problems than me being on your Facebook page.
Well, maybe there should be different vocabularies for it because there should be acquaintances.
So.
There should be, you know, and the things you can do on there. It's called creeping and lurking. I mean, people can go through there. Ew. My cousin found me. I haven't seen in 20 years. Found me. Is this Deb? And I'm like, is this cousin Anita? And then she called me at work, and we talk on the phone, and we email now. So some of the connections are really good, and some of them are those high school people that you just want to leave the high school memory in high school.
You know what? I'm having a high school reunion that's coming up, and we were a class of overachievers. So we've kind of had a party in any significant opportunity, I guess we should say. And I've missed them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really going to go this September, this next month. And
Are you not?
I can't because I'm
doing
the play.
You're in the play.
So they have this huge email. There's like 150 people showing up for this party. And our class was only about 250. So that's pretty good attendance. And
that's really good.
Yeah, it's huge. There's like
150. And it's in Tennessee?
Yeah. There's like 158 people that had responded a month ago.
Wow.
And so I got the email of like, this is who's coming, this is who's not. And there are a few different things. And I had RSVP'd to all of them. And then I guess I failed on one of them to say, now I can't come. So I got the email of like, you're coming. And it was copied to 100 and some odd other people. And I emailed the main person back and just said, would you send this out? And I just wrote a little email saying, you know, I'm so sorry. I am so sad to miss this. You have no idea. And I had planned on coming. And I know I've missed all the rest of them. But this project came up and it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up. And
they must understand that.
Oh, I'm sure they understand that. But I've actually gotten a lot of emails. So of people saying, oh, and I haven't even emailed them all back because I don't want to send them just this short email. So I'm trying to get to a couple a day. And even then, they're not very long. But, to just say, I would really have loved to have seen you too. And, you know, and then of course, well, in the back of my head, I go, do they know I'm a big queer and are they going to care? Because it's a very conservative town.
Oh, is it?
But they have to have all Googled people, right? I mean, if you Google me, you know.
Word gets out about what you do, for sure. Especially when you do radio and you do that kind of thing, for sure.
Especially when you do women. In my town, when you do women, the word gets out.
Yeah, when you have sex with the captain of the football team's girlfriend.
Ooh.
No, but I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain of one of our football teams liked me.
Really?
Yeah. I was really way too young. I was a freshman. He was a senior.
We don't have those numbers. We don't have those words here.
Oh, freshman?
Yeah. Is that first year of high school?
Yes.
You're just showing off with more words. It's just grade 9.
Well, it'll help you with your Scrabble and your crosswords.
That's true.
I'm here to educate. I love when we get the comments of like, I love the Queer Cast and I love Amy and sometimes I learn something.
I'll give you something. I'll give you a tip today, then.
Okay, give us a tip.
Do you want to learn something today?
Let's learn something. You've learned freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior. There you go.
Okay, you may already know this, but the listener may not. It seems funny to say because I've known it for such a long time, but you know when you're filling up with gas?
At the gas station?
Yes.
Yes.
And you forget what side your gas tank is on?
Yes.
You know this, right?
Yes.
Okay, but the listener may not, because I'll tell you, statistically, only 38% of people know this answer. You can remember where the gas tank is because when you see the image of, you see the empty and the full sign, you see the gas tank above, there'll be an arrow on either the right side or the left side near the gas tank, and that'll indicate the side of the car. I know it sounds funny because you know this and I know this, but only 38% of people do.
Wow. I think you actually told me this when you were here.
I may have.
I think it's a statistic and a tip that you like to pass on.
I may. Really?
I may have not known it before I knew you.
That may be true.
Hey, let's take a really quick break, and we're going to go to the news, and then we'll come back with Deb Pierce still here on the Queercast.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Rolling Cooler Cooler Roller.
Mr. Rolling Cooler Cooler Roller.
Only you understand the best way to carry 9 ounces of macaroni salad is in a 43-pound cooler.
It's got wheels.
Part cooler, part luggage. It holds enough for an afternoon picnic, a tailgate party, or a 12-day trip to Istanbul.
I'm gonna have to check that.
Perfect for the man who has everything. Everything except a friend to help carry a cooler.
Unpopular.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh holler of the hot dogs. You'll find it right under the sub sandwich, the potato salad, and the giant tub of baked beans.
Mr. Rolling Cooler Cooler.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News. The American Psychological Association recently announced that it wants to be a leader in ending discrimination against the trans community by improving treatment for gender variant people. The APA adopted a resolution supporting full equality for trans and gender variant people at its annual convention. The resolution also calls on the APA to support legal recognition of trans individuals and necessary medical treatment, encourage more research, call on insurers to cover such treatments, and more.
A nationwide poll found that a majority of Americans would support a qualified, openly gay presidential hopeful. The poll found that 65% of voters would cast their vote for an openly gay U.S. president if he or she were the most qualified person. Roughly 66% said they would support an openly gay qualified vice president. In addition, 69% said they'd back an openly gay individual running for the U.S. Senate.
The biggest greeting card company in the U.S. is jumping on the gay marriage bandwagon now that California joined Massachusetts in legalizing gay marriage. Hallmark has added a line of same-sex wedding cards. The message inside one of the cards reads, "Two hearts, one promise." The same-sex marriage cards come in 4 different designs and contain neutral language. The company, which created Coming Out Cards in 2007, said that it released the same-sex marriage cards because of consumer demand for them.
The Oregonian reported that a local Native American tribe, at the request of a lesbian couple, now recognizes same-sex marriages, even though Oregon state law does not. Because the Coquille tribe is a federally sovereign nation, they are allowed to legalize gay marriage if they wish. They are thought to be the first tribe in the U.S. to legalize gay marriage. The tribe, which is located on the southern Oregon coast, will only legally wed same-sex couples if one of the partners is Coquille.
Gossip Girl hottie Ed Westwick recently addressed gay rumors during an interview with Page Six magazine. Westwick denied that he and co-star Chase Crawford are an item. "People think Chase is gay and thought I was gay, that we were bumping," Westwick said. "It's not true, but hilarious. People project their fantasies onto people."
Daughter of Yahoo CEO Terry Semel, Courtney Semel, and bisexual MTV reality show star Tila Tequila apparently cannot get enough of each other. The two lovebirds have been spotted all over town in L.A. A shot at love with Tequila star and Semel have been canoodling in front of cameras at various events lately, such as the grand opening of West Hollywood's Apple Lounge and others. The two met at a record industry party.
And that's the Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
And this is a little DNC, the Democratic National Convention update, that has been going on all week. And it's just awesome to be able to have Deb on the show today as a Canadian to say, what the hell? And do you think it's just a big American pep rally? What do you think about this, Deb? Have you gotten an opportunity to watch any of the DNC this week?
Yeah, I have. And I actually ran into a friend of mine from Atlanta who is having a barbecue tonight, and he's going to slip away to watch Barack's speech. And there is a bit of a buzz because, of course, whoever you guys elect as a president is going to affect us as Canadians. It's not just a vast green space north of the border, contrary to all of the reports from anything I've ever seen from weather and news and otherwise. We actually do exist north of the border. And your decisions about war and otherwise really do affect us. And I just have to say, my first instinct around this particular election, because, of course, you know, every 4 years we do hear about an election, this one, it begs the question to me, is it a political race or a popularity contest? Because I can't believe the amount of Hollywood stars getting involved and Oprah Winfrey being so right in there and saying, you know, I'm just trying to keep a low profile at the Democratic Convention. You know what, Amy? A low profile for Oprah would be to not go.
Yeah.
That's a low profile.
That's
supporting
true.
From the sides with the, you know, pom-poms and cheerleading with her best friend Gail, that's keeping a low profile. But being there and renting a house for $50,000 outside of Denver, that's not a low profile.
I had no idea she was doing that. You know,
that's
when
a true
she
story.
Called and asked me to come and be a part of it, I didn't realize she'd have a house that was a $50,000 house. I just thought we'd be in a little, you know, one-room studio or something.
Yeah, because that's how Oprah rolls.
That is how
that's
she
right.
rolls.
Yeah, smaller is better for her.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's funny because obviously the McCain camp has put a lot out there about the celebrity of Barack Obama, but this is no different than Clinton. It's definitely no different than Clinton, and which was Barbara Streisand throwing concerts. I mean, the One Voice concert that became a very famous Barbara Streisand album, live
right.
album, was a DNC fundraiser.
Right.
It was like a, you know, I don't remember what it was. It was like $5,000 ticket or $10,000 ticket to sit in her back lawn and hear her record that concert. You know, we have always, and Ronald Reagan was a celebrity, for fuck's sake. So, I mean, this is America kind of dips into this. But I think what's been momentous about this have been the benchmarks absolutely every night and sometimes a couple in one night.
Right.
We had Ted Kennedy speaking on the first night. This man has brain cancer. No one even knew if he would show up.
Have thought he would have been up to it, let alone coherent. I would have thought that some sort of dementia might have set in for him, but
yeah.
quite the opposite.
No, he was lucid and strong and clear, and he has shown his support with Obama earlier in the race, before it was a decided race.
Yes.
Then you have Michelle Obama, very moving speech, I thought very down to earth, and let us kind of see who she was, and a lot of tears from the audience, and seeing the potential of a black first lady on the stage with such poise, and who had really worked for everything she has and everywhere she has had gone in her life. And then you have the amazing Hillary Clinton, which obviously all of our listeners know was my candidate. And,
yeah.
and, you know, in a momentous moment on the night when women were given the right to vote, the anniversary of that, a woman who achieved 18 million votes. I mean, I just thought her statement of my mother didn't have the right to vote, my daughter voted for her mother for president was absolutely transcendent. I mean,
you just gave me shivers just to even repeat it. That's a brilliant statement.
It was just, we've had such historic moments. And then, you know, last night, President Clinton, being the person who was really able to just throw some trash, you know, draw the line in the sand, as a lot of the guys on MSNBC and my lovely Rachel Maddow, the other lesbian Politico, you know, she said he really threw the red meat in the den, and he really did.
Yeah.
But then Joe Biden, you know, what a moving story of his legacy, and Barack Obama making a surprise appearance last night, which is unusual. I don't know that that's ever happened
the night
in
before
my lifetime.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And spoke off the cuff, and we seemed like he'd kind of walked in. It kind of seemed like Dad had walked into the party and was
right.
kind of cool with it. And I thought that was such an amazing, amazing, natural, comfortable, accessible moment.
I think that is exactly what we're supposed to think, and probably exactly who he is and who he can be to represent the United States in the rest of the world.
It's a very exciting time. You know, I've met Barack, and long ago when I had a restaurant here with my ex, he came into our restaurant for a fundraiser, and I didn't know who he was. And
right.
at the time when he spoke, I said, either I did or Jody did. We looked at one another, and that moment's blurry, but one of us said, he's going to run for president of the United States one day. I mean, he is.
He's got that thing.
He's got that thing,
yeah.
which people talked about Clinton.
Yeah, and Clinton very much did. And I really liked his speech last night. I really liked what he had to say. And I really liked when he said that makes two of us. You know what I mean? Like, it's very interesting how the tables turn. And it is sort of a table turning of sorts because they were competitors. And now, you know, to get behind. But I did say right from the beginning, and I don't know if I'm quoting a comic or not, but I did really think because it was so Hillary and Obama, like I really did see that as being just a two-person. I said some rich white man's going to come in, you know, and then McCain kind of starts getting more and more in the forefront, and I just thought, you know, do you even think there's a chance that he would get in?
Oh, I think there's a huge chance that McCain will win, and I think it is very much...
Isn't that history repeating itself again?
It's the way history does, though, and I think that a lot is hinging on these Hillary 18 million votes. And I think a lot is hinging on it, which is going to take her and Bill and Barack and Joe Biden getting out there and talking to her voters. Because I think his voters are rock solid and are the new voters of today. But
I think you'll get a bigger turnout for voting than you've ever had in your country.
I sure hope so.
I believe there's a visibility and a conversation happening because there are more people represented as far as the people that are running now in the world as opposed to just the rich white men.
Yeah.
You know, on so many levels.
Yeah. Well, I know that we need to wrap this up because we got more to talk about after this. But that's our little DNC moment, and more will be revealed. We'll talk next week about Barack Obama's speech in our next Queercast.
This is Katie Curtis, and you're listening to Windy City Queercast.
Only my eyes are the same.
Deb, I can't believe that I'm not going to do a show with you in a while. I guess
what?
September. Well, we should move it up. September's a big month. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will.
Because, you know, I miss talking to you.
I know, I miss talking to you, too. This is kind of the only time we actually have a chance to talk these days is when we do this. So when we're really catching up, we're like
really catching up.
No emails, no phone, like we're really catching up.
This is why I need to be on your Facebook page, because then I'd know you were, say, heading to Ottawa, heading to Provincetown, heading to get my hair cut.
You are a Facebook.
Heading to buy some tennis shoes.
You're a judger. You're a Facebook judger.
I'm not a judger. Aw.
No, you shouldn't. Listen, maybe people don't need to be in touch with everybody all the time on Facebook, right?
I'm just saying, I don't know that I need to know what 400 of my closest and dearest friends are doing every day. I can barely take care of what I'm doing every day.
I hear that. I totally hear what you're saying with that.
But we're becoming into a world where the younger generations can do that. It's like they view the world through a prism, and they can see 12 things at one time.
And maybe yet that's not good. Concentrate on one thing for more than 2 minutes.
Exactly.
I just looked after my...
What? Great development of the human mind.
It's becoming weaker. I looked after my godchildren this past weekend. We tried to watch. We were watching, I think, The Iron Giant or maybe B-movie, and could not sit still for more than 2 minutes. And I understand they're 4.5 and 6.5. 6.5, 7.5? Anyway, they can't sit still. They could not sit still. So I had activities programmed for them so that there'd be a bit of a regiment, but that they'd still be entertained. Like I did scavenger hunt. I took them to the beach. We went for a hike at Bowles Falls just because I like the name Bowles
Falls. Bowles
Falls. I know, it was so funny when he had a picnic. But I'll tell you, these kids, I think it has to do with video games and computers. They cannot sit still and concentrate on anything. I don't know how they do school.
I don't either. They do a different kind of school.
I guess they do. The Attention Deficit Disorder Academy, the ADDA.
I don't know. I just know that when I was younger, I had tons of friends, and I needed to know what everybody was doing and what was going on. And now I just have, like, a couple of handfuls of really good friends.
Quality,
which is a lot, I think, because I know people who don't even feel like they have a couple of really good friends. And I feel like I have a couple of handfuls, and that's probably based on the kind of younger person I was and connections I've kept and the overachiever in me. But
well, some people need that many people in their lives. Some people don't. My sister doesn't have a whole, she doesn't have a large network in quantity, but in quality it's strong.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like you've got both, which is lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do too, which is really nice. And diverse too, right? I mean, I've got, there's different people in my life that bring me different things, and I think that that's perfect for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you bring me a lot of joy, Deb Pierce. I'm
Thank
glad
you,
that
Lathini.
You're on the Queercast with me this month. And next week, Alexandra Billings, that wacky gal, is going to be checking in. She did not go to Romania. We'll find out why.
She didn't?
She did go to Fresno. We'll ask her why.
Well, Nadia Comaneci's not in Fresno.
No, she's not. But she had a good time in Fresno, I believe. All We've right. not talked much either, so it's kind of fun because then it gets to stay fresh for you all as opposed to, you know, when Oprah has her friends on and it's either all an inside joke or you can tell that these aren't the real questions they would say behind any closed doors.
That's right. And you ask me the questions or you provoke answers in me that I would only tell you behind closed doors.
There you go.
That's a good thing about
That's
the Windy
goal.
City Queercast.
That's what the listeners want, Deb. I'm here to probe.
All right, probe
gently,
me, baby.
Gently probe.
All right, I can take it.
I'm sure you can. We can role play it if you'd like. It'll
here
work.
We go, Deb. That slipped
there
slow.
We go.
At the
Break
end of
her
every...
hymen, I swear to God. That's still in my head. Break her hymen.
Buster.
Oh, Buster. Well, I like Well, then Breaker could be your sister.
I do. Yeah, it is Breaker. Yeah, she's the younger sister, like or Skipper, you know, Barbie's friend.
Skipper.
Breaker.
No.
Breaker,
Lord.
Breaker.
Skipper. Skipper was hot.
Skipper was hot.
Skipper was the Dara Torres of Barbies.
Oh, nice.
She could tan. Do you remember when the Barbie could tan?
I'm vaguely recalling that. It's one of those things that you don't remember until somebody actually gives it oxygen. Yes! I remember. How terrifying. We're probably going to have something come up on our hands as we become 80 years old.
Yeah. Skipper could tan. It was very strange.
Oh, that is crazy that you remembered that.
I see.
You say you don't have a good memory like
I
your grandmother.
Don't.
You do.
I'm just weird. It's just weird like that. Sometimes they just issue forth from the universe and out of my mouth. I am just a conduit, really.
You are. You
Somebody
vessel,
must have needed to remember that Skipper used to be able to tan. So go get your last dog days of summer. We're
Thank
heading
you.
Into Labor Day, so I get a day off, for God's sakes. Thank you, Lord. And and I'm going to take it. But we'll be back with you in September, and we'll be back with Alexandra Billings. I've got such a hot September coming up. Luba Mason on the show next week. Tall, blonde, Slavic lady. Hot, hot lady. Yep. And the fabulous and funny and probably, you know, this changes, but now the interview of my lifetime with Lily Tomlin, which pure magic, pure magic. So September is going to be a great month. Plus, I turn another year older. Not going to tell you how old, but it happens to the best of us.
Happy birthday in advance.
It's coming up. It's coming up. Deb Pierce.
Amy Matheny.
Have fun on your travels. I'll have Kelly tell me where you are. When she
I'll keep her posted through Facebook.
That sounds good.
Do me bad. Scrape your filthy all up.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming. Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, Amy Wooten, news editor, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Dirty, dirty, I'm dirty.